The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
We all know that turmoil and hardship can cultivate outstanding character. It can also go the other way. Well, releasing in theaters November the 8th through the 10th, Fathom Events' latest special, Sabina, Tortured for Christ, The Nazi Years, tells a very powerful and true story of Sabina Wurmbrand and her husband, Richard. Sabina and Richard are the co-founders of the nonprofit The Voice of the Martyrs, an interdenominational missions organization that serves persecuted Christians around the world. It's set during World War II. It spans the years between 1938 to 1944, and it takes viewers on a journey through Romania to discover why Sabina, a Jewish Christian, would risk her life to offer a kind hand to German soldiers and so many others. It is a fascinating story. As I mentioned yesterday, I finished watching it last night. It was moving, challenging, inspiring, convicting, all the things you want this kind of entertainment experience to be, if you can refer to it as such. And I'm so delighted to have with us today Todd Nettleton, who is the Chief of Media Relations and Message Integration for the Voice of the Martyrs USA and host of the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. He serves as the voice for persecuted Christians, inspiring us here in the U.S. with the faithfulness of Christ's followers in 70-plus nations where they face persecution. Todd, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be with you.
Well, I have to tell you, I finished watching the movie last night. I sort of cut it up during the day yesterday, and it was incredible. It's beautifully done. It tells the story incredibly well. And I have to admit, I was challenged to think about my own walk with Christ and whether or not I fully embrace and understand the meaning of the gospel and am expressing the love of Christ in the way that we see the Wurmbrands and particularly Sabina. So first of all, congratulations on a work beautifully done.
Well, thank you very much. It is very well done. I had the director, John Gers, on Voice of the Martyrs Radio last weekend, and he said, you know, we don't want to just make a sermon. We want to make a film. We want to make something that people want to come and watch, and I think he has achieved that goal.
Oh, absolutely. I learned something of the history of Romania. I'm more familiar with contemporary history, but going back to where things began to change there, just the history of this couple and what they were like before coming to Christ, it was entertaining. It's beautiful in terms of just the cinematic experience, but it really moves your heart to learn about this couple. Now, the Wurmbrands, as I mentioned, they founded Voice of the Martyrs back in 1967, but I think the message their life story tells is still relevant today as we consider our own call to follow Christ, but also the persecuted around the world who live and worship Christ under very similar difficult circumstances.
You are so correct. And I think, you say we're going to tell you a story that happened during World War II, and it's like, well, wait, that was a long time ago. But when you say we're going to tell you a story of forgiveness, suddenly that is very contemporary, because all of us have been wronged. All of us have been hurt. All of us have to grapple with that idea of, okay, I want to forgive this person. How do I do that? What does that look like? And Sabina is such an amazing example of forgiveness that it really inspires. And one of the things I think as people leave the theater next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I think there are going to be some stories that come back of how forgiveness worked into their lives and how the Lord really challenged them when they saw the film to say, okay, Sabina forgave the people who killed her whole family. Who do you need to forgive? And can you do that in light of what you've seen?
Yeah, and it's not just the feeling, okay, I'm going to release the bitterness and anger I might possess. She loved in tangible, practical ways. She extended that forgiveness in loving her enemies in ways that I think really challenge us to consider the radical nature of the gospel and what God is calling us to. At least that's how it was for me as I observed her life and what the two of them suffered and what Christ is calling us to. I was really challenged, and I think viewers will find that this is much more than just an experience learning the history of a couple that's had a major impact on Christianity in the 20th century.
Yeah, her ability to put feet to forgiveness, and I love the way you describe it. It's, you know, we think of forgiveness as kind of a mental ascent, a decision that I make in my mind. Sabina managed to live it out. She cooked dinner for the people who killed her family. That's beyond just a mental decision. That is actually putting it to work in your heart and letting it outflow into the way you treat someone. That's where the challenge really, I think, really, and I was challenged the same way. It's like, wait a minute, I've forgiven people, but then sometimes it's like, would you cook dinner for them? Would you have them over to your house? What, you know, how much does your forgiveness affect the way you live and the way you treat them?
Yeah, the tagline for the film is "The heart of the gospel is forgiveness," and to see that lived out in such a dramatic way challenges us all. Now, as you mentioned, the film Sabina, Tortured for Christ, the Nazi Years, it's a prequel to Tortured for Christ, is going to be in theaters November 8th, 9th, and 10th, which is Monday through Wednesday of next week. I want to make sure our listeners know how they can find where it's going to be shown and where they can purchase their tickets.
SabinaMovie.com, S-A-B-I-N-A, movie.com. There's a button there that says get tickets. You put in your zip code. It will pull up all of the theaters close to you. There's more than 800 theaters around the country that are going to show the film. So there is one close to you, pretty much wherever you are in the United States, because there's so many. But SabinaMovie.com.
You know, one of the things I thought made the movie so relevant to the 21st century and what we're facing as followers of Christ today is where this couple came from. I didn't really know. They were atheists. They were hedonists. They had no interest at all in spiritual things. And the way events took the imagination of Richard Wurmbrand and ultimately led him to become a follower of Christ, and her reluctance to watch that process and how it led them to really understand what the scriptures teach and to follow Christ precisely in the way that he calls us to. I thought that was really a relevant part of the story and made it seem like, yeah, I can relate to these people in ways I hadn't expected.
You know, that's exactly right. And the other thing that means is you can take anybody with you to go see this film, even an unbeliever.
Yes.
You can take with you to go see this film, because every person can find themselves somewhere along the way in the story. You know, whether it's the Richard and Sabina who had given up on religion and decided, you know what, I'm just going to pursue pleasure. People can find themselves there. Maybe it's the new believer who's making the decision about how much do I want to sacrifice in order to follow Christ. They're in that story too. And then you have Richard and Sabina, really a high level biblical disciples living out what it means to follow Christ. So it is a great film. And like you say, it's very approachable. It is not, you know, hey, look at these superhero Christians and you could never be like them. It's like, no, look where they started. Look where they are now. God can do that same work in your heart as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, how did Sabina impact the founding of Voice of the Martyrs? We often think of Richard Wurmbrand, but maybe underestimate the role she played in the founding and the development of this movement that drew attention for the Christian community to the persecuted church.
Well, Richard and Sabina were a matched set. I often tell people there is no Richard Wurmbrand without Sabina Wurmbrand, and there is no Sabina Wurmbrand without Richard Wurmbrand. They very much were a matched set, and Sabina provided so much strength and encouragement and even challenge for Richard. One of the great scenes from their lives is at what the communists called the Congress of the Cults, and they gathered all the religious leaders together, and basically the idea was, let's convince everyone that communism and religion can work together. And so they had all these speakers, and the honorary chairman of the convention was Joseph Stalin, and Richard and Sabina are sitting there, and Sabina says, Richard, stand up and wipe this shame from the face of Christ. And Richard looked at her and said, if I do that, you will no longer have a husband. And Sabina shot right back to him and said, I do not wish to have a coward for a husband. So she put some steel into his spine. Richard did stand up, and he eventually would go to prison for 14 years. But probably without her giving him that approval and even giving him that challenge, maybe he doesn't stand up that day. So you can see that the power and the force of Sabina's personality that came through even from the early years, and then certainly in the founding of the Voice of the Martyr, she was there every step of the way.
Yeah. Well, I just love this project and want to highly encourage our listeners to take advantage of the opportunity to see it in theaters Monday through Wednesday of next week, November 8th, 9th, and 10th. And you can find out where it's going to be playing and how to purchase your tickets at SabinaMovie.com. I'll have a link on the Georgene Rice Show Facebook page, so if you're in your car and you can't write that down right now, you'll have access to it. Sabina is spelled, by the way, S-A-B-I-N-A, and it's SabinaMovie.com. This is, from my perspective, a must-see film. It will challenge you in your walk of faith and encourage you to do what Christ is calling all of us to do, and that is to practice radical forgiveness, because it is the heart of the gospel. Todd Nettleton, thank you so much for talking with us today.
It has been my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
God bless.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.